The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
To the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
Texas is having to engage in a war that the Biden administration should be fighting to protect multiple fronts of our border.
Local law enforcement out here are on the record describing this camp as third world-like conditions. Really hard to believe that this is the United States of America, but this is the reality of the situation here at the border right now.
This is a White House that is incompetent or intentional. It's hard to tell which.
Now, from the Relief Factor. .com studios. Here's Mike Gallagher.
It's hard not to weep for our country right now, isn't it? When you see these images of thousands of people camped out under makeshift sticks and branches and trees, it does look like a third world nation. It's Del Rio, Texas. It's the state of Texas in the United States of America. This is not we're not a third world nation. But my Lord, we're being turned into one. And the assertion that this is intentional on the part of this Biden-Harris administration is very hard to dispute. They don't want to do anything about it. They want to complain about Border Patrol agents on horseback with reins, trying to pretend, making this effort to make you think that Border Patrol agents are slave masters whipping the poor Haitian people who are just here looking for a better life. There needs to be an investigation about the Border Patrol agent on horseback, as if the Border Patrol agents aren't already bone-weary, overwhelmed, threatened, and in an impossible job. How'd you like to be married to a Border Patrol agent today? How'd you like to have a dad, a mom, a loved one work in that profession? With the Vice President of the United States, the border czar, she's the one that Biden tasked with fixing the border. Wow, she's doing a heck of a job, isn't she? This is what she's upset about.
What I saw depicted about those individuals on horseback treating human beings the way they were is horrible. And I fully support what is happening right now, which is a thorough investigation into exactly what is going on there. But human beings should never be treated that way. And I'm deeply troubled about it. The whole point is that we have to understand Haiti. I mean, talk about a country that has just experienced so much tragedy that has been about natural disasters. And we really have to do a lot more to recognize that as a member of the Western Hemisphere, we've got to support some very basic needs that the people of Haiti have to get back up.
This is like right out of a comic book or a movie or a novel about an inept, comical, egregiously corrupt administration. You're going to investigate the Border Patrol agent on the horse? What are you still looking for the root cause of the problem, Kamala? Are you still looking for that? She's a little bit like O.J. Simpson looking for Nicole's killer on the golf courses of Las Vegas. He's still on that search, you know, for the real killer of Nicole and Ron Goldman. Well, that's Kamala. She's still searching for the root causes of this immigration crisis. Ma'am, you want to look at the root cause? Look in the mirror. The Biden-Harris administration is the root cause of this catastrophe. Last night, Stephen Miller, who is the smartest guy in the country when it comes to immigration issues. The left hates this guy. They think this guy is evil personified. And Stephen Miller, former aide to President Trump, and my Lord, do I miss President Trump. No wonder all the polls are coming out showing Trump is more popular today than Biden. And that shouldn't be after the way they treated Donald Trump. How could it not be? You think we'd have this crisis under Donald Trump? You think he'd put up with this? Biden is babbling about climate change at the UN. He doesn't even know what day it is. Here was Stephen Miller last night with Tucker Carlson on Fox News.
You know, Benjamin Franklin said when describing our form of government that we have a republic if you can keep it. It is not hyperbole, but fact to say that at this moment in time, we do not have a republic because the basic principle of a republic is self-government by citizens.
Right.
And so
that's
if you
right.
have millions of uninvited people and the citizens of this country have no ability to exercise control over who can join the polity, then it is no longer a republic because all of your work, all of your sweat, all of your toil will go to benefit people who have no right to be here. That's where we are right now.
In many ways, this is the ultimate snapshot of entitlement. We have an entitlement crisis in our society. We got young people who feel entitled to free college, to all these benefits that they're not entitled to, but they think they are. And I guess it applies to the Haitian illegals who think they're entitled to wade across the Rio Grande and come into this country and be planted permanently in the United States of America. I mean, you should have seen this exchange last. Did you see Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin tangling with Mayorkas? Mayorkas, of course, is the HHS secretary. This was classic. Listen to this.
If you annualize these figures, been a couple hundred thousand people per month, we'll be up to about 2.1 million apprehensions. Add the getaways, 300,000 to 400,000. We're up to 2.5 million people. You've repeatedly stated that our borders are not open, that they're closed. Do you honestly believe that our borders are closed?
Senator, I do.
Yes, Senator, I do. Millions of people pouring across our border. I've been to the border. Let me break it to you. The border ain't closed. I watched in the short time I was there in Yuma, Arizona. I watched all of the illegals just come strolling in and get processed and brought into immigration and detention facilities in Arizona. Border's not closed. But you know what? We've got to acknowledge and recognize and hone in on a very grim, profound reality. This isn't incompetence. Nobody's this stupid. This is intentional. This is an attempt to add Democrats to the rolls. This is an attempt to try to turn Texas blue. This is an attempt by desperate Democrats who are flailing. They're at each other's throats over this reconciliation and the budget bill. They're fighting tooth and nail. The progressives are fighting the moderates. Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin are holding out. They're in a complete catastrophe. And this is the best they got right now. Let's start planting thousands and thousands of people from all over the world into the United States, and maybe, just maybe, will increase the Democrat voter rolls. It's crude, it's vile, it's despicable, it is immoral, and it's why we miss Donald Trump. Coming up in a few minutes, my conversation with somebody who was in the room where it happened with Donald Trump. wants you to hear from, because I'm really curious about the mindset of somebody like Ben Williamson, former senior communications advisor under President Trump. In fact, he was the acting communications director toward the end, at the end of President Trump's tenure. We're going to talk to Ben Williamson at the bottom of the hour, because as you see this horrific, horrific third world condition of Del Rio, Texas, when you think about the Afghanistan crisis, when you realize economically we are in a crap storm, boy, does this country miss Donald Trump. I guarantee you the people who hate his personality miss him in the Oval Office right now, too. We'll talk to Ben Williamson at the bottom of the hour. In the meantime, I want to talk to you here in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Our number is 1-800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. One open line, your voice, your perspective. If you can't get through on our call-in lines, you can text us your comments on the MyPillow text line, which is also 800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. However you get here, get
here. Listen to Mike on all your Amazon Echo devices. Just tell Alexa to play The Mike Gallagher Show.
I'll bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try it. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. It could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Gallagher.
Hey, Mike, no doubt we have a lot of respect for the Border Patrol agents doing their job. And I tell you, I've got more respect for the horses that they're riding on than I do that person that calls herself a vice president. Have a good day.
Hi, Mike. This is Betty Lou in South Texas. I'm a third-generation Texan. Thank you for all you're doing. I am disgusted by the deplorable onslaught of illegal immigration into our mighty state and once great one nation under God. I'd like to hear more about Governor Abbott and other governors. What are they doing to forestall this horrible, monstrous onslaught? Thank you. Take care. God bless.
God bless. Thank you, Betty Lou. She makes a great point. It's a great question. In fact, Tucker Carlson asked that question last night and has apparently repeatedly invited Governor Abbott on his show. Evidently, Governor Abbott has declined because Tucker keeps asking the Texas governor, why are you not deploying the Texas National Guard? Why aren't you standing up to the incompetent, inept, utterly failed Biden-Harris administration on this issue? Here's what Tucker Carlson said last night.
We opened this show with horrifying pictures of what's happened at our southern border, which is completely open, and this country is being invaded. No, that's not an overstatement. More than a million people this year expected by the rest of the world. This has been going on for months, and we've asked Texas Governor Greg Abbott many times to come on this show to explain why he hasn't called the National Guard to seal the Texas border and protect the rest of us from this invasion. Greg Abbott has refused to come on repeatedly. So pretty soon, possibly tomorrow, we plan to invite his primary opponents on the show to describe what they would do if they ran Texas. That might be an interesting conversation. We'd like to give Governor Abbott one more chance to come on sincerely. Please, come on and tell us how you plan to save the rest of us from what is happening in your state.
Isn't that a reasonable request? What is Texas going to do? Texas doesn't roll over. I lived there. I love that state. I know the Texas spirit. It's not acquiescence. Rick Perry sent the guard. to the border. What's Governor Abbott doing? I mean, he's talking a good game, but is he doing something about it? Now, back to the Biden-Harris administration. Again, this is not accidental. This is intentional. Scott wants to chime in on that. Hey, Scott. Scott, you there? All right, phone went dead again. Having some phone issues. Here's Kim. Kim, you're up. Hi, Kim.
Hi, I'm calling from Connecticut. I'm a little nervous, so I'm going to say what I have to say and hang up and let you respond.
Don't be nervous. This is easier than going to the dentist office, Kim, I promise.
I think one way to quickly resolve this border problem is to ask all of the registered Democrat and liberal voters and congressmen and anyone that thinks like that, I feel that they must sign a document saying that they will support a family, a child of an illegal immigrant.
Take them in. Take them into their homes.
I think you should. Oprah's got a nice big lot.
Monacito, California. Chris Cuomo has a big
little extra room.
Chris Cuomo has a big home out in the Hamptons. He could take 10, 20. He could start taking.
Sign up.
Stand up. Sign up. Kim, great. You did great. You don't have anything to be nervous about. You call again. One open line, 800-655-MIKE. I was thinking about what you did in August. You donated. Our company collected almost $500,000 for the poor people of Haiti, helping them get through what they were going through. That wasn't a license, by the way, to come marching into the United States. And many Haitians wouldn't dream of doing what the illegals from Haiti are doing. But this is what we're up against. Portions of our show brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans. Call 800-510-MIKE or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. Welcome home, Fellowship Home Loans. Coming up, how much you miss Donald Trump now? Hey, Never Trumpers, you satisfied with your efforts? This worked out great, didn't it? No more mean tweets, but look what we've got now. We're going to take a look into the inside inner workings of the Trump administration with somebody who was there next. You see it at the pump, the grocery store, and construction costs. Another month of the highest inflation since 2008. Another month where that paper money you're carrying around is worthless. What's your plan to protect your savings? You have homeowners insurance in case of a fire. What insurance do you have in place if inflation sets in further and pushes prices even higher? Well, my insurance plan is gold and silver from the Birch Gold Group. If you haven't reached out to Birch Gold to diversify your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA, you need to do it today. Text Mike to 474747. We'll send you a free info kit on protecting your savings with gold. They've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tons of five-star reviews, thousands of happy customers. I'm one of them. Talk to them. Have them help you safeguard your retirement savings. Text Mike to 474747 to claim your free no-obligation info kit on holding gold and silver in a tax-sheltered account. Text Mike to 474747. Take the first step in protecting your savings today.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
You said in an interview, quote, if they say we don't think there's enough data to do a booster, then so be it. I think that would be a mistake. But now you're saying you don't think it was a mistake?
You know, when I was saying that mistake, my own personal looking at this, again, just because I look at the data and say I would do it this way, that's the reason why we have qualified groups who together as a committee examine all the data and make a decision.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
Boy, do we need leadership right now, don't we? Boy, do we need. I'm like somebody in the desert searching for a glass of water. We need leaders. How bad is it right now? I just got a text message on the MyPillow text line. What do we have now? Disaster, catastrophe, train wreck, and dumpster fire all rolled into one. That's where we are right now. You know how bad it is with the Biden administration? Reporters faced a bizarro spectacle yesterday in the White House as White House aides literally shouted down the reporters' attempts to ask Biden questions during an Oval Office meeting. It was the craziest scene. They're so terrified of reporters asking Biden about his catastrophic presidency, they start shouting and herding the reporters out as soon as they started asking Biden questions. You got to see this. This is unbelievable. This is a good day to watch our video stream. In fact, we have a whole new look here at Team Gallagher, so it's kind of cool. We like it. See if you can figure out the backgrounds, because I am blessed to be able to call Florida my home and then go to New York as well, and I kind of bounce back and forth between Tampa Bay and New York City. So we've incorporated Tampa and New York in our set here on the Mike Gallagher live stream. So go to MikeOnline.com, click Watch Mike on TV. You'll get to watch the video clips as we play them for you and kind of watch the show as you listen to us on this great radio station. So it's we're multi-dimensional. And watching this spectacle is pretty productive. Because reporters facing a bizarre spectacle, CBS reporter Ed O'Keefe described how the situation unfolded. He tweeted, "In the Oval Office, Biden, British PM Boris Johnson meet to discuss pandemic, trade, and other issues. Boris Johnson took three questions. White House aides shouted down our attempts to ask questions of Biden. I asked Biden about the southern border. We couldn't decipher what he said. As we were leaving, I asked the president for his reaction to the situation on the southern border," Ed O'Keefe from CBS wrote. "Due to shouting by White House aides, the noise of everyone leaving, and the president wearing his mask, we could not make out his answer." Now, listen, here's the scene. This is what the White House is now reduced to doing. They're so terrified of Biden, they won't let reporters ask him questions. Check, listen to this.
Interrupts or unbalances the Belfast Good Friday Accords. That's the Belfast Good Friday Agreement. That's the...
Now that's what they're doing. That's how bad it is. The entire U.S. press pool went immediately into Circle Back Psaki's office to register a formal complaint that no American reporters were recognized for any questions in the president's Oval Office. And so you understand, they had worldwide press corps in there. The White House aides weren't permitting the American reporters to ask any questions. The official complaint included the acknowledgement that the wranglers loudly shouted over President Biden as he seemed to give an answer to Ed O'Keefe's question about the situation at the southern border. Biden's answer could not be heard over the shouting. What a dumpster fire. How you feeling now, Never Trumpers? How you feeling now that you pulled the lever for Joe Biden? Now that we have this absolute debacle times a million coming from Washington, D.C. I thought it would be really appropriate to visit with somebody who was in the Oval Office with President Trump. Ben Williamson is now a political advisor to Mark Meadows, who was Trump's chief of staff. Ben was a senior communications advisor under President Trump and ended his presidency as the acting communications director. He's the comms director in the Trump administration. Let's talk to Ben Williamson. How maddening is it? How crazed do you become when you see how complicit the media is in giving this president today a pass on a daily basis, not holding this administration accountable for practically anything after the 4 years we had to endure of these hyenas and jackals going after the Trump administration and everybody in it day in and day after. How hard is that for you personally to witness this, Ben?
Oh, my goodness, Mike. I mean, you talk about a contrast over the last 4 years to what Joe Biden faces every day. I mean, you're right. When we were there in the White House, if President Trump so much as took less than five questions before leaving the room, the shouts from the press would almost be deafening. You wouldn't be able to even hear what was going on because they would continually ask him questions, claim that he was ruining or tarnishing the First Amendment or getting rid of press freedom, whereas Joe Biden can't barely be bothered to leave his beach vacation in Rehoboth, Delaware, to answer questions for the failures of his administration. It's total projection on the part of the press, on the part of Democrats. And I think it's so funny. Oftentimes what you see with the left in Washington, D.C., you know how certain people, when they get defensive, they project their failures onto people they oppose.
Right.
No one has been more guilty of that than the Democrat Party with press freedom. I mean, you think about for four years, Mike, they consistently accused Donald Trump of harming freedom of the press, of damaging the First Amendment, of not respecting the rights of press all over the country. Donald Trump was out there every single day during the COVID crisis, during whatever crisis was going on, facing the press, taking questions from them, answering whatever they wanted to hear. And the American people knew exactly where their president stood at all times. And with Joe Biden, that's not the case. You're right. It's absolutely maddening to see the double standard. But frankly, Democrats in Washington would have no standards if they didn't have double standards. I think you're right about that.
No, there's no question. Ben Williamson is with us, the former senior communications advisor under President Donald J. Trump. I read an article this week in Politico that describes the state of today's Democrat Party as a five-alarm political fire. Politico revealed that Republicans are on the verge of overtaking Democrats in terms of numbers of registered voters in the state of Florida. Florida has always been a swing state. If that happens, Democrats are terrified that Florida no longer will be a swing state. It'll be solidly red. But this isn't just happening in Florida, Ben. This is happening all over the country.
It is. We hear from people all over the country, not just in states like Florida, not just in states like Texas, but in states that you wouldn't even expect, like Nevada, in certain districts in California, in areas like Pennsylvania that aren't traditional Republican strongholds. People are waking up to the failures of this administration. And if there was a six-alarm fire, that was what Democrats should have on right now, because people understand the failures of this administration. They know what Joe Biden has done to the country in just 9 months. Think about that, Mike. It's been 9 months of Joe Biden, and there are already too many crises to count. Our border is in disaster. Our economy is a wreck. Our allies around the world don't respect us, and we have 13 dead soldiers in Kabul, Afghanistan. It's been a complete wreck. Voters are waking up to it, and we think the polls are going to show that as we move toward the election in November. But we've got to keep up the heat. We can't be complacent. Good process creates good policy, creates good politics. Republicans and conservatives have to remember that. And we've got to run through the tape, as Donald Trump did so well in 2016, if we want to right the ship and get this train back on the track.
Ben, I try every day to walk into this studio and be a little bit gracious and a little bit empathetic over somebody like Jen Psaki. It's a tough job. I watched Sean Spicer, and you got to go down the list of press secretaries who were hammered, who were screamed at. We know that Jen Psaki doesn't get that kind of treatment, but I also know that she says things that are beyond outrageous. For example, let me give you something from this week. Just this week alone, in one of her classic exchanges with Peter Doocy from Fox News, who's asking her about the COVID status of these thousands of illegals who are pouring across the border, and in particular about the Haitian illegals. Listen to what she said about the intentions of the Haitian illegals.
They're not intending to stay here for a lengthy period of time. I don't think it's the same thing.
They're not intending to stay here. How long does she think they want to stay here? Are they just going to go for a ride on a roller coaster at Six Flags and then go back to Port-au-Prince? Doesn't that betray the whole notion that these migrants are seeking asylum if they're not intending to stay here very long?
Well, absolutely. And listen, I worked for a great press secretary. My personal favorite one is Kayleigh McEnany. And let me tell you, Jen Psaki, it's a tough job. She's no Kayleigh McEnany, but it is a tough job. You're right. But listen, I caught that answer yesterday. And to me, Mike, that answer explains the entire border crisis in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Because the Biden administration really is naive enough to believe that people are just coming over here to grab a bite to eat, maybe at Whataburger or whatever, and then head back across the border to their country of origin. It makes no sense. And it goes to what President Trump so often talked about when he talked about swamp politicians in Washington, D.C. Remember how he would always call them all talk, no action?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Joe Biden is the all talk, no action president. He thinks it's enough and sufficient to send out his Homeland Security Secretary or his absent border czar, Kamala Harris, to say, don't come to the border. But that's all they do. They leave the border wide open. They stop border construction. They take away successful Trump policies like Remain in Mexico. And they provide all these exceptions for Title 42 COVID repatriation. They don't understand what it takes to make our border secure. And they send their press secretary out, Jen Psaki, to say that people aren't intending to stay here for very long. It perfectly encapsulates this administration's failure on the border, because they don't even understand the problem. They're totally disconnected from the reality of it all. And unfortunately, Jen's got the tough job of going out there and explaining it. And I think the reason you see poor answers from the podium is because there really is no good answer for what the Biden administration is doing other than their own policy choices.
And of course, now Jen Psaki is having to field a lot of angry reporters' complaints about the disgraceful way report. I love it. I love seeing reporters in that White House be manhandled and mistreated by the Biden administration after 4 years of the way they treated people like Ben Williamson and Sarah Huckabee and Sanders and Sean Spicer and Kayleigh McEnany and Ben Williamson, who we just spoke to. I love it. You know, karma is quite a thing, isn't it? Portions of our show are brought to you in part by Warner Brothers Pictures' Cry Macho. Great movie. Legendary director Clint Eastwood is back. It's an amazing story. He returns as a one-time rodeo star and washed-up horse breeder. He takes a job to bring back a man's young son from Mexico. The unlikely pair are on an unexpectedly challenging journey. It's a great movie. See it in theaters now and on HBO Max for 31 days. Cry Macho, now playing rated PG-13.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast at MikeOnline.com.
Hear the latest reporting and analysis on the big stories of the day on the Daybreak Insider podcast. It's top-notch reporting from SRN News, along with the sharpest insight from Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, Sebastian Gorka, and the voices of townhall.com. The Daybreak Insider podcast. It's your first look at today's top stories. Available at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, and at salempodcastnetwork.com.
Don't go changing. Mike Gallagher.
Interrupts. Never. Unbalances the Belfast Good Friday Accords. That's the Belfast Good Friday Agreement. That's the.
White House. That's the White House. That's the Oval Office. That is a terrified staff completely coming unglued at Ed O'Keefe starting to ask a question of Biden about the southern border. That's the White House. That's where we are. That's September 20. That was yesterday, September 21st. Today is September 22nd, 2021. Write it down. How about that? That's how bad things have gotten. And they're only going to get worse. We need leaders. Tomorrow night's a great night for you to meet a leader in person. I hope you can come out and join us for a big Job Creators Network evening in person, Governor Ron DeSantis. What's Ron DeSantis? What would he do about the border crisis if he had thousands and thousands of illegals swarming into the streets of Florida? I don't know that he would just talk a good game. I think he would actually walk the walk. Well, we'll ask him about it tomorrow night. It's the Job Creators Network's Bring Small Businesses Back bus tour. We're going to be at the Grand Hyatt, Tampa Bay. You're invited to attend. It's tomorrow. I'll be on stage along with Governor DeSantis, Alfredo Ortiz, Rebecca Walzer from the Fox Business Network. Come out and see us. And I would love to, I cannot wait to talk to Governor DeSantis. I'm just excited about being at an event with him where I can personally thank him as a Floridian for his leadership, where I can personally express my gratitude on behalf of millions of Americans for the way he has guided Florida through these difficult, turbulent times, withstanding the slings and arrows that they've been throwing his way. Get your tickets now at theanswertampa.com, theanswertampa.com. The Grand Hyatt Tampa Bay tomorrow night, beginning at the event starts at 7 p.m. Again, for tickets, go to theanswertampa.com. Hope to see you there for the Job Creators Network's Bring Small Businesses Back tour, because the Biden-Harris administration is doing all it can to drive a stake through the heart of small businesses in America, crushing them with horrific tax increases and penalizing them. But we're fighting back. Speaking of a battle, former President George W. Bush is fighting on behalf of, you ready for it, Liz Cheney. George W. Bush is going to go on the campaign trail for Liz Cheney. We'll break that all down and get your reaction to it coming up.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.